Booknotes review this month reflects both National Immigrant Heritage Month and Pride Month. And since June is also Audiobook Month, three of the four titles are available in that format, as well as print and electronic. The latest novel from the best-selling Chilean author Isabel Allende traces the ripple effects of war and immigration in one child in Europe in 1938 and another in the United States in 2019. Samuel Adler is 5 years old when his father disappears during Kristallnacht, and his mother manages to get him onto a Kinder transport train out of Nazi-occupied Austria to England. 8 decades later, 7-year-old Anita Diaz and her mother board another train, fleeing danger in El Salvador and seeking refuge in the United States. But they are subject to the new family separation policy, and Anita finds herself alone. The Wind Knows My Name, translated by Francis Riddle and narrated by Eduardo Ballerini and Maria Liatis for the audiobook, traces the intertwined stories of these two young people in search of family and home across time and place. If you saw Jason Reitman's 2007 coming-of-age comedy drama Juno, you'll remember how endearing the title character was as an independent-minded teenager dealing with an unplanned pregnancy. The actor playing her, who was nominated for an Oscar, was known at the time as Ellen Page. Since then, he has transitioned to Elliot Page, and his memoir, Page Boy, which he narrates as an audiobook, recounts his struggle to untangle himself from the expectations of others and step into who he really is. The Booker Prize finalist Deborah Levy, whose family left apartheid South Africa in the 1960s to settle in London, has published a slender new novel called August Blue, narrated for the audiobook by Alex Dunmore. Piano virtuoso Elsa M. Anderson, a former child prodigy, now at the height of her career in her 30s, walks off the stage in Vienna mid-performance. In her subsequent journey through Europe, she keeps coming across her seeming doppelganger, as Deborah Levy explores the ways in which we try to revise our histories and ourselves. In Mozart in Motion, His Work and His World in Pieces, the British poet, Patrick Mackie, examines Mozart and his music within the context of the restless Age of Enlightenment. The author uses detailed musical descriptions across a wide range of Mozart's works to show the composer in dialogue with his age and its politics, and with his intimates and his competitors, as he channels his ferocious talent to forge a new kind of musical modernity. If you'd like to make a note of any of these titles, you can find them on the Booknotes page at wbjc.com.